Welcome, everybody, to our Hey, Good to See Vegas, and great to have you on tonight. We're rocking and rolling. This is our closing the month call. We've been doing this now for a couple of few months, and along with our opening the month call, really gives us an opportunity. And we spent the last 6 weeks on our Q&U talking about this strategy, the purpose of it, the intentionality of it, in that if we can take each month, obviously it plays a role in whatever goal we've set, both, you know, short term or long term. Maybe we've got a 90-day goal, maybe we've got a 12-month goal, or a 3-year or 5-year, whatever it is. But being really strategic and intentional about the month, opening the month, opening it really strong, having some call to action, some specific action items that we're targeting for those first 20 days of the month, an opportunity for us to celebrate and look back at kind of the great things that happened the previous month, see where we were at, set our goal for the month, set our calendar and our activity for that, the achievement of that, and then really put our heads down, go strong up until the 20th, which is today. And the reason why we target the 20th is it's the last official auto ship date for auto orders of the month. So all of that reoccurring ordering that's coming in will be and should be in the books and completed by the 20th of month. So what that allows us to do, what that allows you to do, is look at where you're at. So based on where you set your goal for the end of the month, based on where you said you wanted to be, where are you at today? And so hopefully you've taken a look in your back office. We have that great tool that you can look, see where you're at. And it also tells you, you know, where you're, you know, how far away or what you need to do next to get to the next phase of that. So hopefully you're able to do that. Hopefully you've gone back, you've looked, you've seen where you're at. And then that gives us a game plan. It gives us a visualization of where we need to be and what we need to do to close out the month, to get us across the finish line of the goal that we set. But remember, it isn't just about us. It's about also getting our team members on board, getting everybody on board with this process, and then being a part of the process of helping pull those other individuals on your team across the finish line as it relates to the goals that they've set. So we've already gone through the opening month. We're now at the 20th. And so my hope is that you've had the opportunity, as I said, to look, see where you're at, and then put a little bit of strategy together. If you haven't yet, that's okay. That's part of what tonight is about. Taking a look at where you're at, seeing what you need to do from an activity perspective, and maybe you've planted a lot of seeds for these first 20 days. So maybe now it's the opportunity to get them on a 3-way call, get them to a webinar. Maybe they need to sit down, see a full presentation, whatever it is, set that activity, and then allow yourself the opportunity to create some accountability and also bring your upline into that process. So before we jump to that, there's a couple of things that we can do that I think are kind of low-hanging fruit as it relates to, you know, making sure that we're capturing all the volume, that people are in the place that they need to be in their business. And the first thing that we can do is, one, you yourself, go in and make sure that you're qualified, that you're at the right PV level, that you've got the right qualifications to get paid the commissions that you're due for the month of July. So go back there, make sure. And the reason I say that is we get busy. There's a lot of stuff going on, and something may happen. Our card may have expired. Today it's crazy how often people are having to replace cards because of fraud. So you never know. It's kind of, you know, you lose sight of it. There's a lot going on. Make sure you're qualified. And then the second part of that is just take a look at your team. And you know those individuals that are active or out talking, building, that you can see if they're not qualified. And my challenge to you would be to reach out to those individuals and just say, hey, I just noticed that for whatever reason, you're not qualified to get paid your commissions this month. So want to encourage you to get that taken care of so you don't miss out on that. So those are two very strategic things you can do. And I would also challenge you to put that same challenge out to your team members, to have them so that for those of you that may have larger organizations, Avon Juron, you know, it's next to impossible for you to go through and then to go through and do that for everybody. But challenge those other people within your organization that are at some leadership ranks to jump in there and do that. check and make sure they're qualified to get paid, and then make sure that their team members are in that same place so that everybody is eligible to earn the commissions that they are due for the month of July. Once we've done that, then we've talked about taking that step to kind of look back, see where you stand as it relates to the goal that you set, and then make a decision, and it's a conscious, intentional decision of whether or not you're ready to run to the goal that you've set. Now, again, you can fall all over the spectrum as it relates to where you're at. You can be way ahead, you can be right on target, or you could be way behind. Here's my guess. Given what we're seeing right now around the incredible momentum and excitement, the number of kits that we're seeing enrolled, people that we're seeing come on board, that have jumped on board with this skincare and really leveraging it for the growth of their business, my guess is that a lot of people are ahead of where they thought that they were going to be as it relates to the goal that they set. And that's awesome. But wherever you're at, if you're way ahead, I would challenge you to stretch yourself. Maybe set a new goal that stretches you a little bit to reach out here at the end of the month, these last, 10 or 11 days of the month. And so, but wherever you're at, then making a decision that you're ready to run to that, that you're going to put whatever effort, time, commitment it takes to get across that finish line. And we've talked a lot about the significance of that, the importance of that doesn't just lie in your financial situation. It doesn't just lie in your personal rank. It doesn't just lie in the growth of your organization and seeing other people rank advance, which all of those are really important, things. But it also goes to the story that you can tell, because we're in the business of people. We're in the business of telling stories, and we're in the business of giving hope. And if we're able to go out and create a story, set a goal, achieve that, get across the finish line, that becomes a part of our personal story that empowers people, that encourages them and gives them even more hope and their ability to go out and achieve whatever they've set. So see where you're at and then make the commitment. And I'll just kind of pause and take a little bit of a left turn here and talk about the difference between being committed and interested. And some of you have heard this before, but, coaching sports and athletics, and having been an athlete and playing baseball, when I was younger, I had a coach talk about this one time, and we had set a goal as a team. We'd set a goal to win our conference and play in a regional tournament, which no other team from our university had ever done at the Division I level. They'd done it at NAIA in Division II, but never at Division I. And after we had set that goal, he talked to us about the difference between being committed to achieving that goal and being interested in achieving that goal. And he said, in your heart right now, in your mind, I'll guarantee all of you believe that you're committed to achieving that goal. However, where really the determination of whether you're committed or interested, those people that are interested are all in as long as it doesn't get too difficult, as long as it doesn't get too strenuous, as long as it doesn't get too painful. But once it reaches that tipping point of maybe too difficult, too stressful, too hard, they're out. When it's not as easy, the path isn't as easy as maybe what they thought, they're out. When that initial enthusiasm and excitement gets trumped by struggle and challenge and failure, they're out. That's interested. But committed is in regardless of maybe some injury, in regardless of maybe struggling, utilizing the baseball, analogy here. Struggling hitting or defensively or pitching, whatever it is, whatever the struggle is in our business, getting the no's, struggling to find, not having the success, being frustrated, maybe, having negative, whatever it is, being absolutely committed. And so I draw that back to, as you're looking at where you're at and you're making that determination of getting across the finish line, really making a decision to being committed to it. And it's not an if proposition on whether you're going to achieve that, but it's absolutely just a matter of when in the month you're going to get there and being 100% committed to it. And then at that point, once you've made that commitment, and here's the deal, guys, I say this because and we talk about this each time we do this closing of the month call. Not every single month is it going to be the month for you just to be head down the last 10 or 11 days of the month and put everything else aside and sprint to whatever goal it is that you've set. And the reason I say that, you know, maybe you've got, you know, kids or nephews or grandkids or whatever playing sports. You know, we're right in the middle now of everybody's kind of state tournaments and regional tournaments for baseball, and maybe you've got a weekend set aside to go do that. Maybe you've got a vacation plan. Maybe you've got – that's okay. Continue putting the time, continue building like you are, but maybe it's not your month to really kind of amp that up two and threefold and take on this kind of sprint mentality the last 10 or 11 days. That's okay. And quite honestly, that's why you're in this business. That's why we love this business. Is you're your own boss. You get the freedom to choose and decide that. And I would even go to the point to say that there are times that it's beneficial to your business because, you know, right now when we're in this momentum time and we've got all this excitement, it may not be a time to kind of go take a break. But one of the beautiful things about this and one of the things that your team members need to be able to see is that you get to enjoy lifestyle. You get to enjoy some of that freedom. But when you make that conscious decision, you're ready to run, you're ready to sprint, you've committed to that, to creating that story, then really defining what your action plan is going to be, right? So really locking in, defining your action plan, and then getting that into your calendar. So it may be that based on your initial plan, you know, you have two or three meetings set for those last 10 or 11 days. And when you look at where you're at, you go, gosh, you know what? I'm probably going to need to double or triple that because I'm a little bit behind. Whatever that is, define your action plan and then initiate support and accountability. How do you do that? Well, we always challenge people in the opening of the month call to email their upline, email them what their goal for the month is and what activity, what meetings, presentations, three-way calls they have penciled in on the calendar, because that gives them the opportunity, the upline, to plug themselves in and be a part of that. The same thing goes for closing the month. What's that activity? Initiate some accountability by sending an email to your upline saying, ready to run, here's what I'm running to, and here's the activity that I have set on my calendar to get across the finish line, and then inviting them to participate and be a part of that at whatever level they can, whether it's being a part of a three-way call, if they're in your local area, being a part of a presentation, doing a webinar, whatever it is, creating that third-party validation. So whatever that is, inviting them in, and then solidifying that in your calendar is the last step. Now, if you haven't jumped on board, and I'm guessing most of you have, but if you haven't jumped on board yet, if you're not, you haven't purchased one of the skincare kits, you haven't got on the waiting list, you haven't tried a sample, man, I want to encourage you, do whatever you can to do that. Because what we're seeing, the buzz that we're hearing, the enthusiasm, the activity that we're seeing going on, it's incredible. And we've literally watched people explode their volume and even double or triple on this initial run of kits that were out there just by doing this and by following the steps that Joe and many others are talking through, which is when you get those samples, get them out to people. Place your samples right away. Get them out there. Get them in people's hands, because the beautiful thing, as you guys know, about this product, specifically the Lift, is that it's visual. People actually get to see results in a very short manner of time. So get those samples out. Then invite them to be a part of the Private Collection Launch Tribe, that Facebook group. If you're not already a part of it, reach out to your upline. Contact Joe Melling. They can invite you and add you to that. But there's a lot of great information. There's a lot of great before and afters. Really great support and information for people that are driving this and talking about the skincare. The third step is then getting them on a three-way call. And one of the things that I want to talk about, because we've spent the last 6 weeks really challenging and talking about running the month. And last week I spent some time on the topic of three-way calls, because with all of the technology that's out there, right, with Facebook Live and all, Zoom and all these other great technologies that allow us to be in people's homes and be in front of them without actually stepping, you know, making the drive, flying on a plane, whatever it is, but making that personal connection, I still am convinced and believe that three-way calling is an incredibly valuable tool. And those individuals that are having great success with the skincare and really driving that, they're utilizing that as part of the process in bringing people on board. So placing those samples, inviting them to be a part of that group, and then getting them on a three-way call at the upline. And we talked about some of the components of that are really, really critical in the efficiency and the effectiveness of that three-way call. One being, obviously, making sure that the upline that you're getting them on the call with is available. So locking that time in, letting that person know that you're doing the three-way call with, what the objective of that call is, where this person's at in the process, what they've expressed they like, kind of where they're at in their thought process, so that, and this is the thing that I want to encourage and help you understand, if you are the upline in that three-way calling process, understand you don't have the weight and the responsibility to close that prospect. That is not what your responsibility is. That will happen sometimes, but you don't need to feel the burden or the weight of closing them at that time. Your job in that three-way call is part and parcel to the job of the person initiating a three-way call, which is edification one, and then really moving them to the next exposure to a webinar, to that next step. Okay, so if you're the person initiating the three-way call, make sure the upline is available, lock the time in, let them know what the objective is, let them know where this person's at, and then the next step is edifying the upline, edifying the person that you're getting the prospect on the call with to the prospect, because they don't know this person, and by edifying them, it creates credibility as they're introduced to this person on the call. And then the powerful thing in it is this: once you've made that introduction on the call, you've re-edified the prospect to the upline to the prospect, then your job is just to sit back, be quiet, take notes, and listen. And it gives the freedom, because now that you've passed credibility through edification to the upline now, that person that you are you know, getting, having on the three-way call, it now gives them the freedom and it gives them the credibility themselves to edify you back to that prospect. And that's where the power comes in. Because if you've done an effective job of edifying them, then it gives them the power. It gives them, the freedom and the ability to edify you back to the prospect, in turn, passing what? Credibility back to you. And that's really the process and the power of three-way calls if you leverage them and utilize them correctly. And really the significant thing in this whole process, and again, we talked about this on the Q&U, is that generally speaking, people need to see something three times before they make a buying decision. And by buying, under that umbrella, we put becoming a retail customer, preferred customer, or an IBO, making some sort of a purchasing decision or commitment. And so if you think about this process by placing the samples, that's their first time seeing it, getting them to the Facebook group, that's another time, getting them on a three-way call is another time. The powerful thing is if you follow that process, by the time they get to a webinar, that's their first experience, that's their fourth experience, their fourth time seeing it, you've now put them in a really good position, both them and yourself, to make a decision on where they want to go, whether it's to be a retail preferred or IBO, right? So really powerful process. The experience that I'm hearing and what we're seeing is there are a lot of people that say, hey, they make a decision, I want to get on board with this. This is exciting. It's incredible what the product does, that it's all natural, all of that after the three-way call. Again, not because that person that's the upline is closing them, doing a hard close or anything, just the enthusiasm, the understanding that this is a team thing. I'm not going to be in this by myself. There's a support system. There's a process to doing this. It answers those questions. And a lot of people, because they've already tried the product, they've seen and experienced it. And guys, this is the case. I know I'm going off on the skincare part because that's really what's creating some of the momentum and excitement right now. But here's the reality. That's the truth, whether it's Q96 or Prime or Core or whatever. The same thought process and process of somebody seeing something three or four times before making a buying decision, taking them through that is really powerful. So utilize that and leverage it. And I hope that, you know, I know a lot of you, I'm preaching to the choir. You're doing three-way calls. You're being very effective with them. But just a refresher that the power in that edification piece is so critical, both on the end of the person initiating the three-way call to the prospect, so edifying the upline to the prospect, and then in turn, the upline being able to edify the person initiating the call back to the prospect and passing that credibility back. So very, very powerful, and I hope that that's something that you guys are utilizing and leveraging, regardless of what product you're leading with. It's still a very, very valuable tool, and the process of running the month is also, if you're doing it and getting your team members on. So again, make sure you're qualified to get paid. Make sure that your team members are qualified as well. Identify where you stand as it relates to the goal you've set this month. Make a determination if it's your month to run. And if it is, make a commitment. Be committed to that. Define your action plan. Initiate accountability by emailing your upline, and then get that activity in your calendar. Solicit that support, and then knock that thing out of the park. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you, share your story with us. There's nothing more exciting than for us to get on the opening of the month call and share these powerful stories of, you know, goals that people set, where they were at by the 20th, and then by locking this in and really getting after it, being able to get across the finish line and sharing those stories with people, okay? So I hope that you're excited. I hope that you take this challenge. I hope you go out, knock out these last 10 or 11 days of the month, being intentional, getting your team members on, doing the same. And then remember, we have our opening the month call, which is going to be on August the 1st. I believe that's a Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, August the 1st. Our opening the month call, 7 p.m. Please, it's an opportunity. We're going to celebrate some incredible stuff. The numbers of people that have qualified for iPads is incredible. We're going to talk about that. A lot of great new stuff as it relates to Summit we're going to talk about. And that's an opportunity for us to refresh, reflect, recognize, and celebrate the things that have happened, and then really set the target and path for the month of August, because then, man, we're right on the doorstep of September and Summit. Our Q&U, we're going to start a new series on Monday, and we're going to kick it off really targeting and talking about event promotion, the significance of that, maybe tease some stuff that's going to happen at our upcoming summit, but talk about how you can overcome some objectives and things like that and really leveraging that event. And then, as always, guys, Summit, U+2, getting out there. I'm going to close with this. I can promise you there are going to be things that are going to take place at Summit that if you're not in attendance, you're not going to get to see or participate in. There's all the other factors that we talk about, the experience and not being able to replicate that, but there are going to be some very applicable promotional type of things, incentive type of things that if you're not there, you're just not going to get to participate in. And look, I've been a part one other time of launch of two different products at the same event. It's a historic thing. And remember, we're in the business of telling stories. And being a part of that launch, being a part of the group that's initiating that now, buying the kit, sharing it, and being at that launch will, from that day forward, always, always, always be a part of your story. And if you're not there, if your team members aren't there, if they aren't participating, it will never be a part of their story. And that's a huge leverage point that you'll never get back if you don't participate and you aren't there. So I encourage you, get your tickets, be there, because it's going to be an incredibly enthusiastic, fun, energetic, informative, and really historic event for us as we launch this skincare product, okay? So with that, everybody, incredibly grateful for all of you, everything that you're doing. We're so excited to see all of the incredible activity and growth that we're seeing. And with that, this call is officially in the books. We will talk and see all of you on our opening the month call. Go kill the end of the month. Have a great rest of your week.